Hey, nice rainy day in Toronto. I went to a live wrestling show yesterday, which is always fucking super cool. But I drank too much and yelled too much, and I feel kind of shitty today. Went and got a coffee. Now, as I walk home through this rain, it's all miserable and fucking cold and shitty. I thought I'd take my mind off things a little with a quick ham radio. This is just an idea that I had a day or two ago about, I'm not totally sure what you call this genre of music, like melodic hardcore, I guess is close enough. And you can kind of hear the rain falling on the microphone sometimes. If you hear any little pops, that's what that is. Well, I'm going to start with, this is a band I just found out about called After the Burial. And there's a real good chance you won't like this. You know, this is like, but stick with it, because I kind of got like a little thread, like a theme that I want to blab about in this episode. So this song, yeah, it's just like super harsh, hardcore song with like the growly, scary man vocals. Bah, 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 I'm evil. But then at like a minute in, and then like 3 minutes in, like it has these little points where it becomes like a melodic song. Like this little guitar part comes in, and it's just kind of like this ground pounding, big stomping song. Just kind of like it lifts off for a little bit, and it becomes really catchy and cool. And I love that. I love the two sides of that, where it's like you kind of got to fight your way through this not entirely pleasant song to get to this really catchy little part. I've always loved shit like that. And then I end up liking the rough part as I listen to the song a few times. But I love that that balance where it's not like a pop song that's just trying to be fun to listen to the whole way through, but it's not just a ridiculously aggressive song that's just like deliberately trying to be hard to listen to the whole way through. It's like both things, you know? It's like this rough part that leads into this catchy part. And I think it's really cool, man. So this is a song called Frailty, I think, by After the Burial.
This is not mine.
So I started listening to that band, and I found out about them because of this other band, Gallows, that I've really been kind of obsessed with for a pretty long time. Because one of the guys in Gallows was wearing an After the Burial t-shirt, so I went to check them out. Because Gallows, it's like, it is this weird kind of music that's like a little hard to categorize. So when I saw that the dude from that band was wearing this t-shirt of this band, I went to check them out, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of similar, I like that. And I'll play some Gallows in a bit, but what both those bands kind of made me think of, this particular kind of weird style, is an old Faith No More song that I was really obsessed with in 1995, the first single from their album King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime. It's this song called Digging the Grave, and it's just awesome. And I realized, like, it's kind of like a predecessor of these types of songs. Like, I'm sure there were other things that I just don't know about, but for me, when I think back, like, this is the song that I think kind of got me on board with this sort of style of thing. Because it's a lot lighter and a lot more palpable as like a radio song. It's mostly like just a pretty straightforward kind of rock song, a little bit of like thrash metal vibe a little bit. And there's really only one part where Mike Patton really loses it and starts with this crazy screaming. So it's like the reverse. Instead of a big crazy song with occasional little moments of melody, this is kind of the opposite. It's mostly quite a melodic song with occasional little bursts of weird shit. And it's just really good. I always really liked this song. So let's play that. This is Digging the Grave by Faith No More, a 1995 classic. right now I want to play another song by After the Burial. This is the first song I heard by After the Burial. It's just the first music video I clicked on. It's called Your Troubles Will Fade Away and Fortune Will Smile Upon You, which is a line from like an old Scientology questionnaire, I presume is where they got it from, because maybe that's what got me thinking about Faith No More. Is Faith No More has a song called Land of Sunshine that has that line, Fortune Will Smile Upon You, and that whole song, Land of Sunshine, is based on just creepy, weird shit that's in Scientology questionnaires. So that seemed like a connection also, is like, maybe it was coincidence, but maybe After the Burial is deliberately referencing Faith No More. Wouldn't surprise me, because that album, like Angel Dust, especially Angel Dust, and then King for a Day, are when Faith No More really took a swerve. Like, Mike Patton became the singer, but he didn't have much to do with the real thing, the big album. It was their big breakout album. But then once he kind of got his hands into things, the band really shifted, like, really noticeably. And kind of forked, where it became both way, way, like, the heavy songs are way, way heavier. There's a song called Caffeine on Angel Dust that's, like, fucking crazy. Or Jizz Lobber. There's a whole bunch of them. But at the same time, Faith No More also started doing, like, really gentle lounge songs. Like, it really just, like, I think you can see that in Mike Patton. We're going to get into that in a bit, too. A real, like, fork in his brain, where it really goes one way and the other way. And these severe ways, these severe shifts. But this song is kind of similar, this After the Burial song. Kind of similar to that first one I played, in the sense that, like, when it first came on, I really wasn't sure if I liked it, because it really did seem kind of deliberately difficult. And it's like, yeah, I get it. You guys are evil. You're a dark metal band, whatever. Oh, you're scary. But this dude is sawing wood in his garage, by the way, not out in the rain. That would be insane. So, similar thing, where about a minute in to this At the Burial song, this little guitar part comes in, and it's just this little lilting kind of cool melody that goes behind all of the big tough fucking metal shit. And it's awesome. That's what kind of grabbed me. I was like, oh shit, what the fuck was that? You know, that kind of made me take a second listen and pay more attention to this band and realize, like, oh shit, I think I like this. I think this little mix they got going is just like the kind of shit that I like. So this is Fortune Will Smile Upon You by After the Burial.
out of order.
So next up, I would like to play another Mike Patton project from 1995. This is the second Mr. Bungle album, Disco Volante, that for years was my favorite album. I don't really feel the need to have favorites like that anymore, but when I was younger, I would always have my favorite thing, favorite this, favorite that. So my favorite album was Disco Volante. And Mr. Bungle's a super weird band. They're a band that probably never should have been signed to a big record deal, but Faith No More was so popular that Mike Patton's other band got signed. And they're a really schizophrenic, weird band. But particularly with this album, it's really all over the place. And it's more the album in total kind of follows that same philosophy of like swimming through the weird shit and fighting your way through the strange, just peculiar parts to get to the catchy parts. And it was extra great because I first got it on cassette because I heard Mike Patton was in that band, but I wasn't even sure because they're all under weird pseudonyms in the liner notes. And since I had it on cassette, I couldn't tell exactly where one song ended and one song started. And there's a song called The Secret Song that's just not listed at all. And then songs like The Bends that are like 8 minutes of different weird shit altogether. It was very hard to tell where a song started and where a song stopped when it was on cassette. And I liked that a lot. Like, I would just listen to it and just flow through it and just be like, what the fuck is this? This is so weird. Like, there's this part that's kind of shitty that I don't really like. And then it gets into this part that is awesome, that I love. Fucking bizarre album. Really, really good. So I'm going to play just as a bit of a demonstration of what it's like. The song Merry Go Bye Bye, it's the last song on the album. And it starts out real, real catchy. And then it breaks into this just full-on death metal shit. Because when Mr. Bungle, when they were in high school and first started the band, was kind of a death metal band. So I heard when they do this song live, sometimes for this death metal part, they just kind of slot in one of their old weird death metal songs. But for this song, it's like a great example of like, I like the first part's real catchy, just kind of like a Beach Boys little fucking swinging tune. But then the metal part, I also think is awesome. Into paradise we go, bride and maid is a woe, as above, so below. Bum, 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 bum. This is really fucking awesome. And then it ends all like smooth. So yeah, it's just another way that I think Mike Patton was priming me for this type of thing. Just this fucking weird up and down of smoothness and roughness that I just think is awesome in music. So this is Merry Go Bye Bye by Mr. Bungle.
The shiny searchlights in the sky, there's a new god in the sky. They said the map is not the terrier work, and then I broke my telescope. That's the nature of a game, and you have to play. Bring back the pain of a god that's never blue. You're in control of the whole damn universe. Bring back the faith of a broad lots of a few. It keeps me coming back to you. The deaths were fame, the laughs were cries, the resurrections are doing fine. Hey, young, they walk. talking into suicide. And I'll be right there by your side. The production of your
to
All right, I'm almost home. I'm just going to play a little bit more. So that band Gallows, they're most famous for their first two albums. They're an English band, and they had an English singer. But then he left and went to do his own stuff. So they got this new singer, this guy Wade, from Alexis on Fire, Canadian guy. And that album's not nearly as popular, but I really think the good songs on that album are the best songs Gallows ever did. And it's a lot less of a split between the catchiness and the harshness. It's really more integrated with Gallows. It's like a really hard band, but really catchy at the same time. I really think Gallows is pretty amazing. Like, there's really nobody quite like Gallows. So I'm going to play the first three songs from the self-titled Gallows album. They're all real short, because they're just great. I think these three songs are, like, just perfect. If you just wanted to line up three amazing songs, like, bing, bang, fucking boom, here they are. Just so good. So here's some fucking Gallows.
Do you think they're out to get you? Do you often become ill? Are your nerves in poor condition? Are you living off of pills? Do you suffer nervous breakdowns? Are you frightened for your life? Are you often plagued by nightmares? Can you see through the night? Have you told lies about the process? Are you convinced they're inside your head? Are you feeling persecuted? Are you afraid you'll end up dead? Do you feel your brain laughter? Do you feel so paranoid that you'd see our symbols shattered? You would have them all destroyed.
We embrace. There's no way out. There's no escape from a vicious circle.
Now to finish, I'm just going to play a little more Faith No More. And I couldn't decide if I should play Caffeine from 92 or 91. When did Angel Dust come out? Or Cuckoo for Caca. It's also from King for a Day, which is probably like a more harsh and kind of more appropriate to this musical discussion song than Digging the Grave is. It's just Digging the Grave had the single, and I heard Digging the Grave first, and Digging the Grave just had more of a lasting effect on me. But this song, Cuckoo for Caca, is awesome. So I'll just play them both. So I'm going to play Caffeine and Cuckoo for Caca by Faith No More, Mike Patton era. And I think that'll do. Because it's fucking raining and cold, and I want to go inside now. So I hope you liked this episode. Maybe you didn't like this music at all. But maybe you did. I don't know. I did. I love this shit. So, yeah, here's some Faith No More. Thanks for listening. KeithCourage.com, etc., etc. See you next time.